truth about man karma. They always come back, right? Episode number 59. I get you dancing to the diggy 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 to do. This is my expect more and pay less at Target. Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show is brought to you by Target. Come on, who doesn't shop at Target? Until November 12th, you can save 30% off everything for baby. Target is also offering 30% off rugs, lighting, throw blankets, and pillows. But hey, it's only for 48 hours, so you gotta mark your calendars. It starts November 8th through to the 9th. And for those Target shoppers already in that festive mood, Target has a free $10 gift card when you spend $40 on the Wonder Shop holiday decorations. Link to this week's deals from my website, ninababel.com/podcast, and you're going to look for episode number 59. Or you could just head on over right there on your phone and look through the show notes and click on the Target shopping link and do all the mobile shopping you want. I'm your host, Nina Babel. That's the babe with an L. You know what? True confession. I'm going to digress for a second. That's what they used to call me in high school. Because you know what? Everybody used to get my last name wrong. So I had to think of a way for them to get it right. When you're going to Catholic school with a biblical last name, you're doomed because everybody's going to be calling you Babel, like the Tower of Babel. Anyway, back to the regular scheduled program. I am the babe with an L, also known as your go-to girlfriend, and I'm reporting live and direct from Washington, D.C., and you know this place is going to be going stir-crazy in a couple of days. So if you're a U.S. citizen, please remember to vote on November the 8th. I help women and men celebrate embarrassment that happens to each and every one of us. And if you don't claim the embarrassment card, you're lying. You're going to hear my own stories and furthermore, real life personal experiences from women and men from the Keep 100 Nation with such raw honesty, which is why I love you guys. It's a true testament of what Keep 100, in fact, the Keep 100 signature means, and that's being real and true. You're going to laugh or you know what? Sometimes you're just going to shake your damn head about me being my unapologetically edgy self. It's okay. Because I know these are the type of discussions you already have with your own inner circle of friends over din-din and drinks, on the couch, via text, or even on the phone. The point of it all is that we're having fun because we're learning through laughter.
Are you a psychologist or something in real life?
It's all good. It's all good. I ain't ashamed of anything I said on here. But this has been a joy. This is fun.
I know. It's like I'm having this great conversation. Like, you know, we're just hanging out and having a conversation.
I'm just keeping it 100 with you.
Oh, keep it 100. I like that.
Yeah, I did. This was a great interview. I look forward to sharing it with my audience as well.
I love talking to you, and I love what you're doing. It's so empowering.
There's no manual on this, peeps. Women and men tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. I share what you peeps out there are thinking but not saying out loud. Our stories are real, and they're true. No made-up shit. So the lessons I learned long ago is the road really that what got me to where I am today. And without those experiences, I wouldn't be nearly half the person that I am today talking to you all now. So we're here to forget the mistakes, celebrate them, and keep it moving. But hold up, hold up. I gotta give a shout out and a big up to Dacia, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, from Girly Nation. Dacia is a mega Keep 100 Girl fan and an ambassador for spreading the word of my podcast. And I'm so grateful that I wanted to share her exact words about my podcast with everyone. She says this.
Are you listening?
Damn. If you're not listening, to at Nina Babel, the Keep It 100 girl. By the way, I love how my messaging and how my branding is received. Shameless plug. But she says, if you're not listening to the Keep It 100 girl, you are missing out. I am a subscriber and I love the topics discussed. Real, open, honest, shameless conversations. Boom. So one rule of my podcast, people, is we overshare. Are you ready to keep a 100? My hand is raised. How about yours? So in last week's episode, which was number 57, we talked about knowing your period flow, girlies, and getting period smarter with myself and Dr. Bryden, who's an internationally known naturopath with a focus on period repair. And yes, people, you can repair it, not only your period, but your behavior before and during and after without a script. So check it out, because you're going to save some bish sessions and learn some natural treatments without having to resort to going to the doctor. In episode number 58, we talked about those accidental I love you moments. These are the ones that slip, the ones that mean nothing. Okay, well, maybe they mean a little something, like 56.87%. Or you were just embarrassed into it, or it felt like you were forced to say it. Either way, you should check out episode number 58 or 57. Today's topic is about man karma. Do you hear me? It's man plus karma, which have two distinct meanings on their own, but combined, it's today's story. The one thing you should know and remember is that man karma has no deadline and doesn't forget your number. They always come back and feel no how about it either. You gotta make them talk to the hand though. Nobody wants him or even her. You know why? Because they lied. They weren't truthful. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. They break hearts. And all they wanted was just a piece of ass. And they got it. But let me set the scene with some truth serum. This applies to most women in their 30s or any woman who has racked up at least 2 to 3 exes under their belt. Then as you get older, you get these dudes coming out from left field, right field. This is the deal with guys in this age group as well. They have a lot more options. Their pool doesn't get smaller either. Ours does. So the mere fact that they're circling back, red flag number one. So I fell victim, and I do call it victim. Partially my doing too. That I fell victim to this whole man karma thing. So this guy came back 10 years later, and I don't know if it was out of curiosity, out of his own hard luck, which I'm betting on, to have like these deep-rooted feelings that actually deep-rooted and unresolved, where they feel like they could just pick up where they left off. And I'm not going to spend 100% of this episode bashing men, but maybe 20%. Come on, it's kind of funnish. So what you need to do is get your act together. Let's talk about the part we played in being mistreated as women and men and breaking the pattern. You can't repair what you're repeating. You will learn how each woman broke their patterns in this episode. So my wake up Nina moment was, you know, like I said earlier, this ex came back after 10 years. And what I'm realizing, even with guy number two, is they told us the difference between men and women is that guys' feelings don't change. And I'm like, what? Trust. It takes years to build and seconds to break a relationship in my mind, and forever to repair, if I even care to repair it. So guys, let's spare you the grief, because stop asking us to trust you while we're still coughing up the water from the last time you let us drown. I mean, what is the pattern here? both sides. Let's call it both sides. I'll go ahead and start. I was a serial dater. That was the pattern. Wasn't used to being alone. More importantly, like the bigger picture here, when I really like thought about it, is that I'm from two parents who were back and forth 80% of their marriage. One minute they're together, one minute they're not. That's my scene. Transparency right there. But being alone was not an option in my world, and I think one of my love languages is touch. You know, I crave touch. And I'm not saying it has to be sex touch, just it has to be touch around me. So I was love, I was hurt, but I was hurt and still in love. And furthermore, I was vulnerable. And it was the first time I really ever had my heart broken. The part I played in being mistreated is allowing him to come back in my life after hurting me so bad. I mean, I'm talking like 2 years, I could not date another person. I could not attract myself to somebody. Like, it was an effort to do that. And furthermore, I never saw my worth, and he didn't respect it either. Take that. Make that note in your book, okay? When they come back, they don't respect your worth. They didn't the first time. So you know what? They're going to try to do it a second time. You know, it's your call, but my advice is not to go there. And the same guy I'm telling you that broke my heart made another attempt. I guess we're going on 2 to 3 years ago when he got divorced. I couldn't do it. I've come to the realization, not just with men in relationship, but with life in general, it's not your battle. You have to stop harboring like the ill will feelings, the hurt, that push and pull struggle of anxiety that we're dealing with. The easiest thing to do is realize that it's not your battle. Let the universe handle it, or whoever your godlike figure is that you prescribe to. Or you know what? Karma will be there to finish the job. So Deree got married back in May. In fact, it was a quickie marriage according to societal standards. Like, you're talking 60 days. Damn! She publicly changed her relationship status on Facebook to married. And she got an unexpected backlash, not just from her friends, but one of her exes.
Someone else was like, you know, you could have told me. And the guy that said you could have told me is an old ex that married one of my friends right after we had been, you know, doing stuff. He married a friend of mine on Valentine's Day. But here we come 6-7 years later, and you're texting me saying, you could have told me. Why do I need to tell you?
Right.
You have a wife and a baby. Why do I need to tell you anything? We're not even talking. The guy that I just mentioned that said you could have told me, he came out of like the ashes. I don't know where he came from. I had no idea. I forgot that he even like, you know, was connected to me at all. Because like I said, he got married to a friend of mine about 6-7 years ago, and they had a baby. And so I'm just like, where did he come from?
All right, dude, listen up. And when I say dude, I'm talking to you men and I'm talking to you women. It's a unisex term. But they will use any excuse to talk to you. And let me give you some real life personal examples that don't change, such as holidays like Christmas and Valentine's. They'll always come around, especially if they're alone. And then they have all these celebration days throughout the calendar year. And this one that I really never heard of before, Happy Boyfriend Day or something to that effect. Well, trust me, it's not just the boyfriends. The ex-boyfriends, too, are making the claim, right? You get a text from an ex. You get these out-of-the-blue appearances post-breakup, whether they're in person. or whether they're on social media trying to stage their return or post up somewhere in public to flex or act like a dog who just, you know, pees on their territory and is claiming us as their territory. You feel me? And then there's also a scenario where they come through the back door, especially when you have like mutual friends, and they go and they ask Jamie, like, so, like, how is so-and-so doing? And you could tell they're fishing. So as we learned, and I think it was episode 14, I don't commit these episodes to memory, but Deuces set them free. We did exactly that. We set them free in the wild to reflect on their wrongdoings, all of them. But in the end, you know what, guys? You still come back. One thing about them tables, they always turn. Janine is divorced and a mother of one. She still communicates with her ex-husband. He left her for another woman who he actually moved in with when they were still married, and then divorced her shortly after.
The other day he sent me a message about, I had a dream about you last night. I didn't even respond.
Why did he do that?
What are you doing that for? What's your order? You know why I didn't respond? One, I didn't feel the same way. Two, what would it look like I respond and it's going to find later? Even if I said, don't send me that, I'm responding to it. I'm not even responding to it. I had a dream about you.
Keep it to yourself.
I can already assume what that dream was. No, he actually told me. I did not feel like we were having sex and it was so good.
Why are you dreaming about sex when you have somebody
lying right there with you?
Right. Clearly it's not good. That's
clearly
telling me.
Clearly y'all are not having sex. Clearly that's not my problem. But the day you text me, I was. So clearly we're not sharing the same problems here.
It's not until you're older you don't realize how much time has passed, right? It takes forever to get to the drinking age, the driving age, but once you reach all those major milestones in life, time goes by real quickly, especially when you're in a relationship. Linda had tunnel vision the whole time she was in her long-term relationship. In fact, it spanned over a period of 13 years. She's in her late 30s now and has moved on to another relationship. But during her singledom in between relationships, she realized that she was craving for something in her life and denying herself. And that was the pattern she broke.
I've been lacking for so long, so fucking long.
So he doesn't check your boxes. But the biggest box has been checked.
We're having dinner and we would just, it's just, we would hold, like, just hold each other's hands, either I or he would. And it is just like, it's this intimacy.
It doesn't have to be always in the bedroom.
No.
Right.
We would be watching TV and there would just be little kisses, like,
yeah,
smooches or whatever.
Right.
And that's what he brings to me.
When it appears, it clicks like a hand in glove. Like that tight pair of jeans that shows off your bedassery. Whoa. There's no feeling like it. She made a pact to herself that she doesn't go back. Alexis White, who is the author of The Cupboard, is now single and a mother of one. And she goes on to explain why she doesn't go back.
I don't trust you, you know? Oh, and I don't want to be with anyone that I have a mistrust for, or that I find myself being prohibited from being able to trust you in any capacity. And so I find myself, when I'm rejecting someone, that I'm giving them specific reasons why I'm rejecting you. And it's not that we can't be cool. It's not that we can't be cordial. I just don't feel like you're a healthy individual for me at this point in my life for me.
Her words have power now. That's the difference between Alexis now versus in her 20s. And you see, that's how she broke her pattern. It's that rawness of truth from her inner voice that helped her seek the right answers, and how her intuition is her superpower. And not only that, she kept a journal. And as I told Alexis, her journal is her inner voice.
I did not realize a lot of different things about myself. How I was the same patterns that I was making, the same bad choices that I was making, because I wasn't looking at it. When I wrote the book, I did go through a lot of my journals. And like I have a newer journal that goes back to 2011 now. And so it's still to current day. So I'm almost to the end of that one. But when I was flipping through that to capture that emotion, to capture that anger, to capture all of the different situations that were going on so I could accurately tell the story, I definitely revisited the things that upset me. And it's funny because you see the signs and when you're journaling, you're right now, I don't know why I thought about this, or I don't know why I saw this, or I don't know why this stood out to me. And it's like, duh, girl, your inner voice was telling you this is what you need to pay attention to, you know? So it's not that I have trust issues with people. I just don't trust those particular people because men are creatures of habit. They don't change what they do. They just get more creative in what they're doing so that they can get away with it. And if you felt like that was appropriate for you to treat me that way before, you're going to continue to think it's okay because a man thinks, they go, oh, she's just mad. She'll get over it.
When we talk karma, you need to understand it's the result of our own past actions and our own present doings. You feel me? We ourselves are responsible for our own happiness and misery. Let's be real. We create our own heaven and we create our own hell. We are the architects of our own fate. Ponder on that for a second. Want to know what women in their 20s need to know? Then check out The Friggin' Truth. It's The Real by Nina, a full holy grail rundown of love, sex, dating, and health commandments for every woman. You can get a free copy by going to www.ninababel.com/thefriggin'truth. And friggin' is spelled TheFriggin'Truth. No recycling and repeating here. You got to take your finger off the loop button and press shuffle. In fact, shuffle all. Mary, who's the co-founder of Fusebox Radio, she's in her 30s and single. She explains the whole dynamic of taking your finger off and pressing shuffle.
It's hard at times. It's hard at times. But I think it's one of those things where, again, like some people, you can just look at it and be there like, absolutely not.
Right. No.
It's like, so if you have that, the second that comes through, act on that and keep it moving. I've been blessed to have two exes I'm very close to, one of which I can almost say is like my best friend, but we were friends beforehand. And then we didn't have a horrible breakup. It was just a certain thing that just like, this is not compatible.
Right.
But some of those other breakups, look at yourself and be honest. You'll know right from the gate where they're like, absolutely not. If the first thing that when they come through and they're like, hey, baby, what's going on? And your mind is like, oh my God, what the fuck? Absolutely not. Act on that and keep it moving.
Mary broke her pattern by asking herself, is it wrong or just another path?
You're going to probably be way better for it than trying to get back into something and then, you know, just kind of maybe feeling resentment or annoyance for getting back into something where you just knew better, where you knew better. Like, sometimes you just know better. And you can be, like, optimistic about what their future can be and what your future is and all that, but if it's not y'all two together, it may be a process, especially when you get older, you start seeing more people, I guess, getting in long-term relationships and getting married and all of that. And you might have that insecurity about, well, damn, why is that not me? You know, you got to remember that these other people are on their own path. They found a way to get compatible with somebody else, and you got to do the same for yourself. Your path is not everybody else's path. You know, if somebody back in the day got with an ex and they're happily married and got 4.5 kids and all of that, that's cool. But you know what? That's their scenario. That doesn't necessarily mean that's yours. And when you look at that man or woman or whomever you're involved with, you're just there like, this ain't right. As soon as you can extract yourself from a situation, extract yourself. You're going to be the better for it. You're going to have your feeling, whether it's anger, sadness, whatever have you. There are going to be days you feel some kind of way. This is no, you know, checklist in terms of you're going to be automatically happy the second this is done. But the sooner you get it done, the sooner you can just move on and grow as an individual where you're happy with yourself, much less anybody else that you deal with, because they're getting more of a you that's free of a mental constraint from dealing with another individual.
So Lee and I went toe-to-toe, but it was a good toe-to-toe exchange. So Leah Janelle is the author of Champagne Dreams. And take a listen to my Keep It 100 self when we talk about man karma.
One has and has been married for a good while and is like really like unhappy, mm-hmm. and has come back. And like, I'm like, to be honest, we're talking about 15 years now. Let's stop. But it's not a big deal to me.
This is a difference between men and women, apparently. With us, once we're done, like we pull the plug and move on, you can't light a speck switch again.
Right.
With them, their feelings don't die, apparently. Mm-hmm. And they can forever have that place for you.
And that's why I feel about the other guys. Why do you stay in contact? I can just let me be, just let me go. But it's always like, we're still friends, we're homies. Like, you're happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Not so much.
All right, so as you will know, karma is a gargantuan topic, right? But my focus was on the boomerang aspect of relationships when it comes to karma and how they always come back. They do. I think I've had a history of every guy, maybe I'm going to say it's as high as 80%, 85%, that always comes back. And the remaining, if they try to come back, they're fishing. And I'm just sniffing them out and saying, uh-uh. I say this because this episode was meant to point out that karma manifests in so many different ways outside of relationships. You gotta stop refusing to play the victim to no good men. You gotta level up, boss up your girl game. Every single person has had a good, bad, ugly story to tell when it comes to their vulnerability, their weaknesses, and dumb shit that they do, right? You know, I take it very, very seriously because this Keep It 100 topic represents my passion and purpose with empowering you all, that's women of all ages, to believe in yourselves, navigate to a better decision, and really giving you hard evidence. And that is Girly Nation telling you their story so you understand your why and you let go of the past, right? You break that pattern, you celebrate it, and you move on. In the words of the late, great Maya Angelou, as people show you who they are, like, believe them. And this happens, like, within the first hour of my book. They tell you who they are through their words. You gotta really look and listen between the lines. As always, I keep it 100. Yes, and it's 50 shades of cray-cray, edginess, and some of you might even call it taboo. That's okay. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes, because you know what? Nina relies on it a lot, because it helps me and my message stand out from the rest. Also, it helps women and men understand themselves better, especially when it comes to being vulnerable. Being vulnerable to the village with all our embarrassing moments. Connect with me on social media because you know I love Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and most of all, check me out on my Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth, and you can find it on ninababel.com. And my handle on social is at Nina Babel. That's Nina, N-I-N-A, babe, with an L. That's it. Let's remember to keep it 100. This is where women tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. All right, same theater, same seats next week. Smooches!